Again, welcome to the Lake Ennis Reserve. You may wonder why I would choose to stand in front of an old burnt out tree. I guess a few months ago when the bushfires come through this old tree that was laying down was mostly burnt out. But something I want you to notice, look around the tree. Notice how creation is restoring. You know, God has placed within creation the ability to regenerate after the fire has come through. That is regeneration and restoration. And that's similar to what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about allowing God to come and to burn us away, to melt us, to where He can bring us and send us revival. Well, let's get started. Good morning, church. Julie and I hope that you've been having a wonderful week and a wonderful Sunday. And if it's anything like us, you think it's a little bit of a cool Sunday. But what do we expect? We're 1 week out from wintertime and we're expecting some cooler temperatures. I also hope that you enjoyed the song we started with. It's called Nobody. And the words go like this. I'm just a nobody, telling everybody about somebody who saved my soul. Now we can all agree who that somebody is. That's Jesus Christ, and He is unique. There is no one like Him. He is the Son of God. He is God in flesh. He is the Savior of the world, and no one can come to God except through Him. So He is unique. But there's another phrase there that we may struggle with. It's, I'm a nobody. Well, most of us have spent most of our lives trying to get ahead of the game and make somebody of ourselves to where we can get ahead. And then when somebody comes along and tells us, you're a nobody, it doesn't sit too well with us. I know, we tell our Christian brothers and sisters, I'm a nobody, but do we really, really believe or feel that we're nobodies? Well, believe me, I think we need to take our somebodies, or God take our somebodies, and turn us into nobodies. You and I need spiritual renovation. We need to be renewed and to remade. But how's God going to do that? Well, a couple of things I want to look at today. First, we have to have the want to, plain and simple. We have to want to be renovated. We have to want to be revived. And if we don't want to, well, I personally believe God has never revived anybody that didn't first want to be revived. We've got to have that deep desire to be revived. Well, there's another thing that we need. And the words, you'll find the words to that in this little chorus that we're going to sing. We know the chorus very well. We've sang it for years. So join with me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me, melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. What better thing? All of us want the Spirit of God to fall on us and to just feel us and just overcome us with your presence. And what a wonderful thing for that to happen. But there's two other words here that we need to think about. And that's melt me and mold me. Now, a lot of people think that melt means like an emotional melt. You know, I was just melted by what that person thought of me. But I don't think that's what it is. It doesn't fit the context. I think the melting it's talking about here is turn up the heat so high that everything about me will just melt away. Every little part of me is melted away. Then God can mold us and remake us. It's interesting about the idea of melt. If you're refining something, the higher the temperature, the purer the product. I don't know what that means in the Christian life, but folks, the heat can get pretty high if God wants to turn us into pure gold. So melt me and mold me. I believe that God needs to come and melt our somebodies and turn us in to nobodies. Simply stated, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me and melt me to where you can remake me. So what do we have to do to get to revival? First, we have to have the want to. We've talked about that a few minutes ago. And secondly, we need God to melt us, melt everything about us away to where he can mold us. But you see, a lot of people would say, I'm all right. I don't need that melting process in my life. I'm good. Well, listen, to say you're all right is nothing but spiritual pride, and it will completely shut down God's working in your life. I've always heard that the closer you get to God, the more that he shines his light, his holiness upon us, and shows us where our weaknesses and our shortcomings are. So as we get closer to God, and I hope all of us can get closer to God, he will turn up the heat to where he can make us into what he wants us to be. So how are we going to get to that point to where God can revive us? Well, two words. We all know what they are. We've heard them before. First one is confession. Confession. And the second one is repentance. Confession is to agree with God that we need help. It's to agree, Lord, I really do need to be renovated. I really need to be revived. So we've got to tell God that we need a renovation job. And secondly, is repentance. Repentance is completely turning away from the old way that we were going into a brand new way. Folks, I think that every one of us need revival. We need to repent and let God change us to a new way of thinking. So, how do we get there? Well, let's go to the scriptures and see what God has to say about it. We'll go to a passage of scripture that we all know can probably quote. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Remember, confession is to agree with God that we need to be changed. And when we will confess that, he will forgive. He will restore. He said he would. So I'm going to trust that he will. But first, we've got to agree with him that we need the renovation. We need to be melted. We need for him to take our somebodies and turn us into nobodies to where he can restore us and use us the way he wants to. But still, I hear people saying, I'm really not all that bad. I don't do a lot of sins, so, I think I'm all right. I don't need this. Well, look at verse number 10. John writes, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I think that says that every one of us need renovation. Every single one of us need to be changed. So God can give us revival. So God melt me and turn me turn my somebody into nobody to where you can use me. Well, that's what happened to Paul. You know, remember the time when Paul made that comment that everything up to my life to this point is just rubbish? I mean, you know, he was an accomplished person. He was, my goodness, he had a great standing in the community. He was a scholar. He knew many languages, well-educated, and he was so passionate about the things that he believed that he persecuted those who disagreed. And then all of a sudden, Jesus got a hold of him. And Paul's conclusion is, my life to this point is rubbish. And he confessed that. He confessed that. If we confess our sins, Paul did that, and God changed him. But Paul goes on to explain this a little bit further. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 20, he said, "For I am crucified with Christ." That's really killing off the old. That's getting rid of the old. He was crucified. If I can take that and make it personal, folks, you and I, we need to take ourselves and let God place us on the cross and nail us, nail the old us there on the cross to where it will die. Because Paul goes on to say, he said, "It is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me." The old had to die first. And once the old is dead, melted away, then the life in Christ can come. And that revival will be oh so refreshing. So folks, let me share a phrase with you. Could it be that repentance is not fully complete until we're walking that new life, until we fully turn our back on the old and begin following that new life? You see, it's available for us, but we need to confess that where we were wasn't necessarily right, and we need to repent of that and go the other way, and let God fill us with that new life. Some people will, excuse me for repeating myself, but some people would just say, "Well, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable where I am." Listen, as Christians, none of us have any right to be comfortable when there are people all around us dying and going off into a Christless eternity. There is no room for comfort in God's army. He needs to turn our comfortable complacency into a Holy Ghost on fire life for Him. And then we'll see our community changed. So folks, we need to confess that comfort and let God change us. That will allow God to do His part in melting us, removing the old, and giving us revival. So now let me ask you, how many is wanting real revival for their lives? Again, we want God to send His Spirit upon us, but will we allow Him to melt us? Will we allow Him to turn up the heat so high that everything about us is melted away, and then allow Him to mold us and make us into what He wants us to be? What about you? What about me? Do we really want revival? Well, we have to make that decision. You might be saying, "Well, this has not been all that encouraging today." Well, in the past, if you look down through Christian history, revival has never been easy. It's been difficult. Yes, we see the results of God's Spirit when He pours in, but there's a lot of confession and repentance and God molding people and making people before the revival ever happens. They go hand in hand. So if we want God's revival, we've got to surrender ourselves to Him and to allow Him to do what He must do with us to make us what He wants us to be. Next week, we will turn the corner and we'll start moving on to the best that we can be in Christ. But let's not move away from confession and repentance. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for the clarity of the things that you say. I thank you that you have a desire to remake your people. Father, give us that desire too, and help us to surrender ourselves to you, for you to do as you choose. Lord, we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.